escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
All right, good afternoon. Thursday already. Remember Monday, I told you this week is going to fly by. It's going to be the weekend before you know it. And here we sit Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is free for all Friday. Getting a lot of rain today, rain throughout the area. Look, I ran to the restroom during the last news break, and I want to go into the newsroom with Ian Ozan right now. Ian, what was the story about the president and what's going on with President Trump?
So apparently the memes that have been circulating online about his legs swollen, his cankles, if you want to call them that, they've had people commenting, opining that maybe something is wrong with the president. Apparently Carolyn Leavitt this afternoon held a press conference saying that it's a benign condition. There's nothing wrong. It affects people who are in their 70s, that there's nothing to see here, go about. There's nothing to be concerned about.
No, that's what they were saying about the Epstein files. Did they mean his ankles, too?
I guess so. I was surprised that didn't. Well, maybe we shouldn't be surprised the Epstein files didn't come up during today's press conference. But
yeah,
it was
so.
All about his legs. It's the most that anybody's talked about legs since ZZ Top.
Yeah. And, you know, how did anybody see his ankles? I mean, has he been in shorts recently?
Well, this is a picture that came from, I don't remember if it was the military parade or if he was at some other public function more recently. It's a picture of the president and the first lady sitting side by side. And apparently his pant leg was up just a little bit to where someone could deduce that there was swelling there, that his legs didn't look quote unquote normal, whatever that is. And according to the White House, it's a vein condition that causes leg swelling. And again, according to the White House press secretary, this is something that affects people over the age of 70, that it's a benign condition and that apparently there's nothing to worry about, according to the White House.
Okay. Because there are other things that result from, or there are other things where the symptom is leg swelling.
Right. Heart failure, renal impairment, systemic illness. And those are, Carolyn Leavitt, the White House press secretary, went into that and she said the exams that Trump was subjected to showed no signs of those conditions.
Well, and since we know they always tell the truth, I guess we don't have to worry about anything then. Everything's okay.
We shall see. This is not the first time that the president has had a doctor or one of his spokespeople come out and say that he's in very good health. Happened during the first term with now Congressman Ronnie Jackson giving one of these updates. It was later in his term, if I remember correctly. But again, time will tell. We'll see what happens. But it's not going to stop the internet from talking.
Okay. Yeah, you know, because I had flushed the urinal just at the time the story was on. So I couldn't hear anything. I mean, because we've got the station pumped into the bathroom.
Gives new meaning to flushing the news.
Boy, that's right. That's true. Man, I was just flushing during the news. All right. Thanks for the update.
Anytime.
Look, I don't want anything to happen to President Trump. So I do hope he's okay. But just because they say he's okay, you know, I don't know that that means he's okay. Now, I don't want to start any kind of rumors that, you know, he's really not okay. But, you know, just because they say it doesn't mean that he's okay because, well, they've lied to us before. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Thursday afternoon. I'm glad you're with us. Ian's off. Coleman is our studio producer today. And let's see. Oh, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I watched Power Slap 12. Now, Power Slap 14 is in New Orleans tomorrow night at Xavier University. And I had not really heard about this until it was coming to New Orleans. And yesterday was the first time that I really got into it and found out about it. And we talked to Tim Zimmer on the station. And Tim was just telling us all this stuff about because he's really into it, all the stuff about the rules and everything. So I watched an entire bout last night. And it went three rounds. It went the full three rounds. Neither guy got knocked down. And it was pretty fascinating. And boy, when they show in slow motion what your face looks like when you get slapped, I'm going to try to do a video on this and see how accurate I get it. But man, your face is like your skin. It's like liquid. The way it just flows around your, it like flows around your face when you get slapped that hard. Excuse me. So anyway, it was pretty fascinating. So let's see. Oh, I want to get to this conversation about trash. It came up last night over a meal at Felix's. Had a great meal there. They had this this new dish. It's like smoked salmon, and it's a kind of a citrus base with vegetables like cherry tomatoes and squash around. It was really, really delicious. But anyway, I'll get to that in just a minute. But let me get to a couple of your text messages here. There was one that I wanted to share with you in particular. And it says, let's see if I can find it. We get so many texts in here that they just they come in and they just push down the text that, you know, you want to read. We get a ton of text on the show. Here is, let's see, where is it? I'm going to try to find it here in just a moment. Connie Francis has passed away. I played a song by her in the first hour. Who's Sorry Now was one of her big hits. Where the Boys Are, another one of her big hits. She was really popular, I would say, from around 1960 to maybe 63, 64. She was popular before the Beatles. She was pre-Beatles popular. And she was a pretty big female star. When I was younger, I really did not get into her music. She was not one of my favorites for whatever reason, but I respected her. And, you know, years later, she was raped at a Howard Johnson's. She was raped at a Howard Johnson's hotel, and she sued the hotel, and she won. And just the other day, she was on the SOTA calendar, and we mentioned that incident where she sued and got money because the hotel was obviously not a safe place. Okay, let's see. Where is this text message that I wanted to get to? I can summarize it because I read it twice. And let's see. No, I can't find it. We just get too many texts in here. It was about. I've listened to your show, and I've listened to your show for about 10 years, and I've also been watching Fox News, and he made a comment about those two. Oh, here's a text that says Highway 11 does go all the way up to Canada through Minnesota, Highway 61. Yeah, that's Airline Highway. If you keep going on Airline Highway, it'll take you all the way up to Canada. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't it be interesting to take Highway 61 north instead of, like, the I-10? I mean, there are several I-10s that go north. Wouldn't it be fascinating to just go through all the little towns that you would go through? I mean, that would be really, really interesting. You know, because this interstate system wasn't always there. And when I was growing up, I was born in New Orleans, and then my parents moved out to Metairie because it was more affordable. They could buy a house. It was less expensive to buy a house in Metairie than in New Orleans. And it had to do with schools, and it had to do with a number of things. It was not white flight. I really had no sense whatsoever, even when I got older, that my parents moved to Metairie as part of white flight. It was just that there were other reasons. There were other things. There was more space, and it was a conducive place to raise kids. So, let's see, you got the text?
Yeah, it says, okay. After listening to you for a very long time, well over 10 years, and watching Fox News, I would trust them way before I would trust you. Your show is a circus. I enjoy the laughter I get with the far-left radical views that you push.
Well, I don't think I push far-left radical views. I really don't. I mean, I don't think this person knows what far-left radical views are. Now, you can say you trust me over Fox News, but Fox News had to pay $787 million because it lied to you. Fox News lied to you. They knew they were lying to you, and they had to pay $787 million. It was essentially a punishment, a fine. I've never had to pay any fines. I've never had to pay any fines for lying because I don't lie on this show. So you can say you can choose to believe Fox News, but that doesn't mean that Fox News is telling you the truth. We're telling you the truth on this show. I don't have an agenda, contrary to what many people believe. I don't have an agenda. I am honest about Donald Trump, but that doesn't mean I can't be a Republican. It doesn't mean I can't be a conservative. In a lot of ways, I am conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a registered independent. I am a rare unicorn in talk radio, and I love it. And I describe myself as a radical moderate. And I'll go through this again very briefly.
Oh, what do you mean? You're a radical moderate. You can't be a radical moderate. Moderate, radical, those two words don't go together.
Well, yes, they do. Because, look, here's the deal. Moderate became known as people who were sitting on the fence who didn't really have an opinion. Oh, I'm moderate. I don't care. You know, I mean, whatever happens, happens. No, that's not what moderates are. Moderates are people who are not right. They're not left. They're not a Republican. They're not a Democrat. Moderates are people who are in the middle. They're not in the middle in terms of being wishy-washy. They're not in the middle in terms of not having an opinion. They're in the middle in terms of not being part of either political tribe. And so I like to describe myself as a radical moderate because I think I'm a very radical moderate in that I have really strong opinions when it comes to every single issue. And every title, every label doesn't always make sense. I just like the sound of radical moderate. And I know that I'm not alone. And I know many of you are actually radical moderates, too, because you have opinions when it comes to every issue, but every opinion is not filtered through the same myopic political prism. When it comes to the different issues, you decide how you feel. You're conservative on some issues. You're liberal on other issues. And by being a radical moderate, you are less likely to be hypocritical. Because you're honest. If you're a hardcore right-wing radical Republican and you are for legalizing marijuana, or if you're for same-sex marriage, well, that doesn't jibe with that. So that's why it just makes so much sense to be a radical moderate, to have opinions when it comes to every issue, but you just don't feel the same about every issue. It's not all Republican. It's not all Democrat. So, yeah. And again, I had a brief conversation with somebody on Substack last night when she was critical of me about something. And then I texted her back and said, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not a left wing radical. I'm a radical moderate. I'm this. And I explained what I was. And she goes, well, I mean, you know, I'm a conservative, but I'm not a Republican. Is that OK? And I said, sure, that's OK. Anyway, I would love for you to join me on Substack. It's an extension of our show. You can comment there. It's a Substack. Just go to Substack.com, download the app, and then subscribe to Scoot on the Air. And you'll get a chance to comment on what I post. And I'm posting several videos a day. Facebook is pretty much a thing of the past for me. I'm doing a few things on Facebook, but most of it now is focused on Substack. And I'll read some of the comments from Scoot on the Air Substack in just a little while.
While you were talking, we had a few texts that came in. One says, okay, you might not see yourself, but all your listeners do. You are a liberal Democrat to the core. And another one says, come on, Scoot, you spin everything around and you are a leftist liberal. You definitely are not a radical moderate. And what I believe is happening, Scoot, is that these people are judging you by the things that you disagree with and not what you actually believe. Like they're taking, I don't agree with this and I don't agree with that. And they're taking what you disagree with as, all right, since he doesn't like this, that must mean he's liberal because most liberals don't like this, instead of judging you by what you actually believe. They're judging you by what you don't like instead of what you do like, if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. So let me just take a moment. I'm a leftist liberal, okay? I believe in welfare reform. That's part of being a leftist liberal, right? I want welfare reform. If you're able-bodied and you get welfare, you should work. Yeah, that's part of being a leftist liberal, right? I am very strongly for the Second Amendment. Yeah, that's part of being a leftist liberal. I am for smaller government. Yeah, that's part of being a leftist liberal. I'm for lower taxes. Yeah, that's part of being a leftist liberal. I am for same-sex marriage based on right to privacy. I'm not a leftist liberal supporting same-sex marriage or abortion based on anything other than right to privacy. And right to privacy is part of being a true conservative. Because to be a true conservative, you are for power to the individual and less power to the government. So I am truly more of a conservative than a lot of people listening to this show who hypocritically want the government to tell people what to do with their bodies and who they can marry. That's not being a true conservative. So in a lot of ways, my conservative values are more in line with true conservative ideology. But when it comes to some things, yeah, legalizing pot, I'm not a pot smoker. I don't plan on smoking pot. I go to Portland on a regular basis several times a year. I could easily smoke pot when I'm in Portland, and I don't. So I'm at a point in my life where I just don't choose to smoke pot. I did in the past. I loved it in the past, but there was a time when I just stopped smoking pot because I realized that I was, you know, just a little bit too laid back. You know, was, hey, man, everything's good. No, I really wasn't that bad. But I think I realized that I needed to be a little more ambitious. Now, I know that there's pot out there that's a lot different than the pot that I had back in the day, like the Maui Wowie and the Acapulco Gold. I know that there's different strains of pot. And if I wanted to be jazzed up a little bit, maybe there's pot for me or edibles for me out there. But I'm not really interested in that, you know? I mean, I'm cool with my life the way it is. Don't really drink. Have a glass of wine now and then. Or, you know, maybe if I have wine, maybe I'll have two or three or, you know, eight or ten. No, I'll have two or three. Right now, if I drank a glass of wine, I would be totally buzzed because my tolerance would be so low. So, you know, it doesn't make me Superman or anything like that. I just choose not to smoke pot. I mean, and there's, look, I don't need it to be legal to smoke it. It's essentially not illegal. It's essentially decriminalized here. So not worried about really getting busted or anything, but I just choose not to. But I am for legalization of marijuana because I think people should be able to make that choice in their life. And that, too, is based on conservative ideology. There are a lot of people who think they are true conservatives, and they're not. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the trash conversation I had last night sitting at a table overlooking that beautiful channel that leads out into the glorious waters of Lake Pontchartrain last night at Felix's at West End. It was an interesting conversation. I'm going to share that with you when we come back. And then also, coming up, we'll talk about a new possible rule concerning TSA and going through the TSA line. And I love it. I think you're going to like this new rule, too. I'm Scoot on the Air, and this is WW.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, you know that smell that you used to smell in the French Quarter? Well, you don't really smell it anymore. Do you know why you don't smell that smell? A combination of puke and urine and drinks and, you know, beer and all kind of mixed drinks. You know why you don't smell that? Because Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste are taking care of the French Quarter. That's why you don't smell that. I can't tell you who I was with, but I had a meal last night. It was mainly about just a conversation about some things, but I did taste this new salmon dish they have at Felix's on the lakefront, this smoked salmon dish with really kind of a citrus base to it and sauce and sliced yellow squash and cherry tomatoes all sliced. Oh, I mean, it was really delicious. And red cabbage on top. It was absolutely delicious, and the fish was just so perfectly cooked. Anyway, so we get into a conversation about this dilemma that Mayor Cantrell has, who to select to continue to clean up the trash in the French Quarter. And it seems like Mayor Cantrell is leaning toward Troy Henry. Troy Henry doesn't have trucks. Troy Henry doesn't have any equipment to clean up the French Quarter. Troy Henry is a consultant, and Troy Henry is going to hire other people to do that. Sometimes things get lost in communication, and sometimes they you know, say one thing, but then you've got a whole different party doing it. In fact, there may actually be a third party involved in this, because now there's Troy Henry, and then there's another group that he brought in, I think, to get extra consideration because it's a minority business, and minority businesses need a fair shot. I totally agree with that. So Troy Henry apparently is going to hire different people who do the job, and he doesn't even do the job. Sidney Torres does the job, and he's doing a great job. Sidney Torres is charging $250,000 a month less than Troy Henry is going to charge. For a city that's broke, why doesn't that matter? Why does Mayor LaToya Cantrell continue to push toward giving Troy Henry the contract? Now, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and I don't know the answers to these. Is Troy Henry going to give LaToya Cantrell some kind of kickback? Is Troy Henry going to hire LaToya Cantrell once she's out of office? You know, if that happens, we're not going to know that until it's too late, until the decision has already been made and Troy Henry's gotten the contract. And we're talking about, you know, like $10 million. I think that's what the contract is. This is a lot of money, a lot of money. Sidney Torres also does the 100 block of Bourbon Street. He doesn't have to. The 100 block of Bourbon is not included. But the 100 block of Bourbon, not included in the contract, should be, and Sidney Torres is doing it anyway. The 100 block of Bourbon can be dark and very, very sketchy. It is the gateway to Bourbon Street for everybody on the in the hotels along Canal Street and the hotels that are deep into the CBD and into the Marigny. I'm not the Marigny, but into the warehouse district. So this is the gateway. This is the first thing you see when you enter Bourbon Street. And Sidney Torres is doing a great job cleaning it up. Sidney Torres spends extra money. I think he told me it costs $25,000 a month to put in this lemon citrus fragrance that he puts into the trucks that spray the street. Sidney Torres has management, has supervisors out there doing some of the work. Sidney Torres also has, and this is what I learned last night, they go around and literally with hand spray cans, sometimes they'll spray down a situation in the quarter. And the guy who I was talking to is in the know, knows Sidney Torres, loves what's happening. He says there's only three people in the city that he knows of that want Troy Henry to have the contract. Number one, Troy Henry. Number two, LaToya Cantrell. And number three, Councilmember Oliver Thomas. Oliver Thomas is in bed with Cantrell. Not literally. She might still be with the booty guard. I don't know. I don't know who she's in bed with. I don't care. But Oliver Thomas in the upcoming election wants, and he's counting on Mayor Cantrell's endorsement. The way Mayor Cantrell has treated this city, the way Mayor Cantrell has treated the voters of this city, I don't see how that's going to help Oliver Thomas. In fact, I think it's going to hurt him. But this is what he's planning on getting. And this is what he's working toward, because he's on her side when it comes to this and other things, which he can be. There's nothing illegal about that. Now, the questions are about what Mayor Cantrell is going to get out of this. What is inspiring her to make a decision that financially does not make sense? And at the table last night, we're just in total awe of this indecisive attitude of Cantrell when it comes to making the decision that seems to be an obvious decision. The people who live in the quarter, who work in the quarter, they don't always agree with each other, but they agree with each other on this issue. They agree that the way the quarter is being taken care of right now is the way they want it taken care of in the future. And there is a totally unknown factor coming in. Say what you want, but it's an unknown factor. And the French Quarter is a very special animal. It is also a gem to this entire state, not just the city of New Orleans. The French Quarter is a gem to the state. So the questions are, what is Cantrell going to get out of this? And what is Troy Henry going to do for Mayor Cantrell to make her select a service that is costing $250,000 more every month for a city that's broke. I don't get it. It just doesn't make mathematical sense to me, and it didn't make mathematical sense to anybody sitting at the table last night during this interesting conversation. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about something new that is happening with TSA. Something new. Now, we heard about the new rule. You no longer have to take your shoes off. I mean, it's about time they came to that conclusion. One guy puts a bomb in his shoe, and we're taking our shoes off for what? I guess decades? Has it been like 20 years? I mean, we've been taking our shoes off, I mean, almost as long as I can remember. So that was ridiculous. So that changed. You can now keep your shoes on. Well, there's another change that's about to happen. And this is a change that I'm really excited about because I have had to make adjustments and go out of my way to make sure that things are a certain way before I travel, before I go through TSA. So we'll tell you about that when we come back. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1967, Jimi Hendrix played his eighth and final show as the opening act for the Monkees. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a really good match. It didn't work out really that well. You know, Jimi Hendrix opening up for the Monkees. I mean, Monkees fans didn't really like Jimi Hendrix. Nothing against Jimi Hendrix. I mean, in my opinion, he was the better of the two. But if you were there to see the Monkees, hey. You know, you didn't really understand Jimi Hendrix. I mean, that would be like having a Christian fundamentalist comic open up for, I don't know who, opening up for
Lenny Bruce?
Yeah, well, Lenny Bruce, he's not alive anymore, but Lenny Bruce, what about
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, be like opening up for Dave. You got a Christian fundamentalist comic. Did they have any of those? Did they have Christian fundamentalist comics?
Possibly.
I don't know. You know, where they come out on stage and go, hey, what's the deal with Jesus? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, so there's going to be apparently a big announcement coming up from TSA. Actually, it's coming from Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who was highly criticized for not getting information fast enough or not responding fast enough to the flooding in Texas. But here's something that she's doing that I totally agree with. So recently we got the word that you no longer have to take your shoes off when you're going through the checkpoint at TSA at the airport. Now there's going to be a new rule regarding liquids. So you know that you're only allowed 3.4 ounces of a liquid. Now, my cologne bottle is, I think, 6.7 ounces. So, you know, I've got to find a small travel cologne dispenser, and I've got to put my cologne in my suitcase to have it checked. Because I can't go through TSA with the bottle of cologne from perfume headquarters. I like the way we can kind of slip clients in there once in a while. So anyway, isn't this great news? That you're going to be able to now have more than 3.4 ounces. And so this is a new announcement. Apparently it's coming from TSA. Don't know exactly when, but this is going to just, you know, create a lot more convenience when it comes to traveling. You know, you can have a carry-on bag You could have a quart-sized bag with all these liquids, aerosols, gels, and creams and paste, but none of them can be over 3.4 ounces. So I think this is great news, because there are lotions that I have that sometimes I want those traveling with me on the plane, because, you know, you get up there in the altitude, the higher altitude, and your skin dries out. And I might, you know, while I'm on the plane, I might want to put a little lotion on my face and hands, especially my face. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to find. I can't find the lotions that I use, the really upscale lotions. I can't find those in a smaller container. So I think this is really great news that we don't have to worry about this. And, you know, sometimes now this is going to cut down on airport sales, I guess, because I'm assuming you're going to be able to travel with your own water. Like, you could bring a bottle of water from home. Because right now you have to go through TSA and then you get your bottle of water at the airport. You get your drink at the airport. You might have a favorite nutrient drink that you want to bring with you. You might have a favorite protein drink or shake that you want to bring with you. Well, you have to go through TSA first, and you have to buy it on the other side. Well, now I'm assuming that you're going to be able to bring those things with you. We don't know all the details of this yet, but apparently Kristi Noem is announcing, as Department of Homeland Security Secretary, announcing that there's going to be a big announcement concerning tiny bottles on flights, that you maybe no longer have to stock up on the tiniest little bottles of everything, and that you can bring bigger bottles of liquids and creams and pastes and things like that.
So you're saying at some point in time, I may be able to bring like a fifth of Jack Daniels with me?
Yeah, I mean, you could maybe bring it through TSA. Now, you can't drink it on the flight, because they'll tell you. Well, they're going to make the announcement. They're going to say, and it is against FAA regulations to consume any alcohol that you have brought on board with you. I've heard that a few times.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, who's to say that, you know, who's to say? I mean, you got to trust the passengers next to you, because, you know, you don't want somebody standing up, hey, this guy here just opened up a bottle of Jack Daniels. See, if you share it with the row, they might not tell on you, but they might out you if you don't share it with them.
So do you think having these liquids now, that this rule change and not being able to take off your shoes, that'll kind of nullify some of the violence that's been taking place on airplanes with people getting up out of their seats and screaming and fighting each other? You think that'll kind of calm everything down?
No. No, I honestly don't. I don't. I think that's a whole different element. That's a whole different thing. In fact, it might, it might give people more things to get violent over, but no, we've talked about this before. There's something going on with people. There's this anger and frustration, and people seem like they're given the okay now to just erupt and explode in anybody's face if they get frustrated over something. And, you know, I know there are a lot of frustrations in life, but, you know, there's a dispute over a seat. You know, if you appealed to the airline in the right way, you know, they might even give you a voucher to take another flight somewhere. But, you know, if you're having a dispute over a seat, I know you really want that seat because you wanted that particular seat. But, I mean, don't pull somebody's hair. Don't start punching somebody over the damn seat. I mean, that is not the way to handle it. And if you do that, you're going to get arrested. If the plane's in the air, they might have to land somewhere unexpected, and you're going to be stuck in a jail where maybe you don't know anybody, and that's not good. So I don't think it's going to change the tendency to erupt into violence on flights, but I do think that that's going to continue, but it's something that shouldn't continue. And, you know, when you get on a flight, yeah, it's difficult. Yeah, we're treated like cattle. Yeah, but, I mean, that's something that you expect. And, you know, if you do it in the way that, say, in general, I'm generalizing here, if you do it in the way that Japanese people do things like this, what they do is they find their inner self and they just close everything out and they just focus on their space. And their space is all that's important, as small as it might be. But, you know, when I was in Tokyo and I see people just crammed into the subways, and I see all of them just in this silent stare, and they just find their own zen right there within their own space. You know, I find that in my car. You know, especially when I'm alone in the car, I find my space in the car. And as much traffic as there is out there, as much frustration as there is out there, as much road rage as there is out there, you know, I just, in my car, I can control the serenity of my car. I can control the Zen mood. I can meditate in my car and nobody can get to me. So as crazy as it gets out there when you're in traffic and everything, just think about that's your space and nobody can get to you. And you can listen to WWL. You can listen to nothing at all, but that's your space. Just find your space. And I think that's what people need to learn how to do. The Eastern mind knows how to do that. The Western mind doesn't know how to do that, but that's what people need to learn how to do. Find your own space in a crowded area like flying on a plane. You know, like when I sit down in the seat, of course, I've got my sanitation wipes and I'm wiping down everything in sight. Hey, can I get your tabletop? Because it's kind of close to mine. I'm wiping down everything. And, you know, once I do that, it's like I'm in my seat. And that's it, man. This is my space and nobody can get to me. All right. We're going to come back with more of your comments. If you're on hold, just hang on. We'll get to your comments coming up. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2004, at the end of her show at the Aladdin Hotel in Vegas, Linda Ronstadt dedicated the encore. It was a cover of the Eagles song Desperado. She dedicated it to filmmaker Michael Moore. Now, that's a left-wing liberal. Linda Ronstadt also urged people to go see his current movie, Fahrenheit 9-1-1. The audience responded with mostly booze, not the kind you drink. And about half of the people walked out of her concert. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right. I have what I consider to be shocking new polling information concerning President Trump. If I were the left-wing liberal that a lot of people think I am, I wouldn't give you this information. In fact, if Fox News had this kind of information about a Democrat, Fox News might not even give you this information. But I'm going to prove to you once and for all, well, no, I'll have to prove it many times again, but I'm going to prove to you that I'm not a left-wing radical. I'm going to give you this information about new polling on Donald Trump coming up next right here on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.